Simen Peches, Sif Aleph. Afilu Basar Chayva Oif, Asil Aloysai, Al Shulchan, Shaychel Olo Gvina. Even the meat from a Chaya, or from an Oif, from a chicken, it's Asil Aloysai, is forbidden to bring it onto the table on which one is eating milchigs, Shal Yavul Achlam Yachad, so that one should not come to eat the milchigs and fleishigs together. Aval Bashulchan Shesoidur Olov, Hatavshil, but on the counter on which one arranges the foods, mutalitin zebzadzeb. One is permitted to place one next to the other, and there's no concern in that case that they're going to get mixed together. As the Yad Avram speaks out over here, that from the Lashon Mechaber, we can be medayik, mutalitin zebzadzeb, by the counter, one is allowed, even lechatchila. Mutter means even lechatchila. One can place fleishigs next to milchigs. So he says, you see from the Mechaber that you could. You're not mechuyev to have separate counters for milchigs and fleishigs. However, he says that the minig Yisrael is Yisrael kedoshim heim, and the kvarnagu that we have separate counters for milchigs and fleishigs. So really, that's the more correct way is to not have milchigs and fleishigs on the same counter together. And that's most people do that. They have fleishig counter where they place the hot fleishigs and a separate milchig counter as well. Now the Taz speaks out over here that even though we're talking about Chaya V'Oif, which are only Aser, the Yisra Basar B'Cholov by Chaya and Oif are only Midrabanan, and even though we're not talking about cooking them together, we're talking about only a Chashash where they might come to get eaten together, which is only Drabanan. And even though the whole Chashash over here is maybe a person will forget, so it's a Chashash, you might forget and be over on a basar b'chalav, which isn't cooked together, which is only drabanan, of oif, which is only drabanan. So here we have many layers of chumrah that we're piling on over here. The Taz explains that this, even though it would seem it's a gzera l'gzera, this is all included in the gzera of basar b'chalav as well. Now, we see over here that one's not allowed to have basar and chalav on the same table together. So the Shach questions over here, is this something unique to Basar B'Cholov, or does this apply to other Yisurim as well? So the Shach shows that there are other cases, but in general, when, let's say by Nevela, if a person has Nevela on the table, we don't expect that a Yid would eat from such a thing. He would be Buddle, he'd separate himself from it. He wouldn't have any interest in eating it. And therefore, there's no need to be geyser if there's nevela on the table that a yid might come to eat from it. Basar b'chalav, where each one is mutter, so we're afraid a person might forget himself. He might come to eat from the meat. He might then come to eat from the milchigs. So that needs that's going to need some sort of a hecker, but by basar nevela, there's no iser. One of the exceptions though is by bread of iser. So for instance, chametz on Pesach, if one has, let's say, a non-Jew they're eating with, and the non-Jew is eating chametz, so one should not eat together with the non-Jew the chametz. Because since chametz is two reasons really. One reason is because by bread we say alapas yichya adam, person might forget themselves and they might come to eat from the bread. So therefore, even though normally by iser you don't need a hecker, by bread you do. The other reason that's brought is because even a mashu, even a crumb of chametz might get mixed in, and therefore one should separate even from the possibility of eating one crumb. Another example where they say we should not eat together is a person who's neither, he's neither not to eat from his friend's food, he's neither not to eat the apples, he's neither not to eat whatever he makes a neder. So then such a food also, that's sort of similar in a way to the case of heter, because the food is really mutter, it's only also because he made such a neder. So in such a case too, he shouldn't eat at a table where there's that isadik of food. So the Yavitz has a kasha over here. He says, by Nedarim, even if a mashahu of the food that you were neider gets mixed in, it's also aser, because nedarim is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and a davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batal. So why is it then that it helps to make a heker that you could eat then with the person you were neider hana from? Why aren't we concerned that, just like by chametz, it's brought that one shouldn't eat at the same table as a non-Jew who's eating chametz, because maybe a crumb might get mixed in? If that's really the case, so why aren't we geyser by nedarim too? Nedarim also, even a crumb of the thing you were neider will answer your whole item as well, because even if a crumb of it gets mixed in, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because you could be shoyel on your neder. Since you could be shoyel on the neder, nedarim is considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's not batal afilu b'alef. So the Yavis answers, he says that nedarim only, it's true it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, but the rule by davar sheyesh lo matirin is that it only asers b'minai. It doesn't aser b'eino minai. So you must be talking about where the person you're eating with, they're eating a different food than you are. We're not talking about that you're both eating a soup. So if a drop of his soup falls into your soup, it'll last the whole soup. We're talking about one person's eating chicken, and one person's eating potato kugel. So even if a drop of the potato kugel falls onto the chicken, it won't answer it, because it's a different min. Min b'she'ein minai is not answered by a davar sheyesh lo matirin.